In an unexpected blow to Obamacare, a federal appeals court has ruled against the federal health care exchange, saying it may be violating the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. In essence, the court's decision attacks the Obama administration for creating a nationwide system for delivering health care subsidies, when the law, commonly known as Obamacare, only allows for subsidies to be distributed in state-based health care marketplaces. Fox News contributor and author Dr. Ben Carson said that he isn't surprised by the court's decision.
This is completely what I've expected, and there'll be more revelations as time goes on.
Carson went on to say that he feels this is emblematic of the administration's desire to simply take control of the situation and do what they want.
The Obama administration had been, along with the Internal Revenue Service, saying they could do pretty much anything they wanted. It states very, very specifically in the law, the ACA, that subsidies were going to come through the state exchanges. And many of the states decided that they were not going to set up these exchanges. And the administration decided, well, we can give them subsidies anyway. Well, it doesn't say that. That's not part of the law.
Though the decision is guaranteed to face an appeal by the administration, its reach is quite expansive. 36 states haven't set up state-based healthcare marketplaces. That means Obamacare enrollees in those 36 states may have received subsidies illegally. Though the court's decision is considered a blow against Obamacare, the likelihood of it having any power to fully derail the Affordable Care Act is slim. For Radio America, I'm Ryan Brown.